Shalom, you are standing at the commemoration and legacy site of the Command Armored Battalion 181. During the Six-Day War in 1967, the battalion was under the command of Brigade 3 and took part in capturing the Golan Heights from the Syrians. The battalion advanced up on the Golan, climbing from the upper customs house in the center of the Golan and continued further east to Kenetra, where the war came to an end. When the Yom Kippur War broke out in 1973, the battalion was equipped with M50 Sherman tanks, which at the time were the oldest tanks in the IDF. On the morning of Yom Kippur, the first soldiers to arrive to the storage base near Yokneam found the tanks in terrible condition. Empty batteries, ignition problems, no engine oil, and faulty firing mechanisms were just some of the malfunctions. There was a concern that the battalion did not belong to any larger unit. Nevertheless, the battalion hit the road towards the Golan with tanks that were not yet ready for the battlefield. During the course of the journey, technicians were able to repair most of the failures. Under the command of Reuven Ben-Alon, the battalion included three companies: Company K, Company P, and Company Z. They made their way to the Golan on tank tracks, arriving to the upper customs house on Sunday evening, October 7th. The next morning, the battalion continued in the direction of the Nafah base. Near the Tsnobar Army base, they confronted a Syrian force on APCs and were able to destroy most of the force. Soon after, the battalion spread out in a quarry near Nafah at the rear of Armored Brigade 679. In the evening, Company P received an order to move northwest and join the 7th Armored Brigade. The following morning, a commando Syrian force on three helicopters landed some 2 kilometers north of Nafah. A force from Battalion 181, together with a company from the Golani Infantry Brigade and an elite reconnaissance unit, stormed over the Syrians, killed 50 soldiers, and captured the rest. On the same day, Company Z participated in a battle that took place near the Druze village of Bukata in the northern Golan. The reconnaissance company of the 7th Brigade engaged in an intense battle against another Syrian commando force with the assistance from Company Z. During the battle, the commander of the armored company climbed out of the turret to operate the heavy machine gun and was killed. Company Z stayed in the northern Golan and took part, together with the Golani Brigade, in the counterattack into Syrian territory. Company P, with 4 tanks, joined, as mentioned before, the 7th Brigade, holding position near Kunetra, firing on unarmored enemy vehicles. At the same time, Reserve Armored Division 146 was fighting in the southern Golan, and Battalion 181 joined them. The division received the mission to attack the Syrian array beyond the existing borderline to prevent the Syrians from assisting their forces that were in the northern Golan. On October 12th, the battalion received the mission to occupy the Syrian outposts near the village of El Hanot, some 3 kilometers east of the border. The battalion was informed that the Syrians were on retreat and were not expected to resist. But the reality was quite different. Company K, together with the battalion commander, launched the attack without military assistance and without any infantry force to assist. Under heavy artillery bombardment, the force was able to cross the fences of the Syrian outpost, but all of its tanks were hit, and many crewmen were either killed or injured. Rescue attempts brought only more casualties, including the battalion commander, who was injured. The operational officer of the battalion on an APC and another tank arrived to the site and rescued the injured and extracted the dead. a small force organized by the operational officer with a few tanks which arrived from the southern Golan were successful in taking control of the entire outpost. Towards evening, an order to evacuate the outpost was received, and the troops retreated back into the Israeli side of the border. The injured battalion commander was replaced by his deputy, Ezra Ron, and the battalion remained in this region during the attrition war that continued between Israel and Syria. Battalion 181 deserves recognition for its bravery in the annals of history of the State of Israel. During the Yom Kippur War, 8 of the battalion's soldiers were killed, and over 50 were injured. May the memory of the courage of the fallen be inscribed in our hearts for the generations to come. Thank you for your attention.